From NPR and WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Indira Lakshmanan. It's Here and Now. We begin today with Turkey shooting down a Russian attack plane. Turkey says the plane violated its airspace. Russia denies it. The BBC's Celine Girit is covering the story from Istanbul. Celine, what do we know right now?
We now know that two fighter jets have actually shot down this Russian airplane. Turkish military has issued out a statement saying they have warned the plane 10 times within 5 minutes before taking the decision to shoot it down. The military says the plane was violating the Turkish airspace and that's why they shot it down, but that's a claim denied by the Russian government, of course. The fate of the two Russian pilots is still unclear. They had reportedly ejected themselves from the plane and parachuted to the ground. Some reports on social media suggest that one of these pilots were found dead. The other one is still missing, but we are in no position to be able to confirm those reports. The incident took place on Syria's northwest border with Turkey, mm-hmm. where the Turkmen minority lives. Turkmen minority is considered to be very close to heart by the Turkish government. The Turkish government on Friday, for instance, had warned Russia over operations against Turkmen villages in Syria.
In fact, Russia, as you said, denies that it was flying in Turkey's airspace, and this plane has crashed into northwestern Syria. I mean, Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling this a stab in the back by terrorists' accomplices. So he's implying that Turkey is in cahoots with the terrorists, and he's warning of significant consequences. What kind of consequences is he talking about?
Absolutely. Putin's statements are considered very hard line in Turkey. We are still waiting to hear from the Turkish president, Mr. Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who is himself known for his hard line comments. Prior to Putin's statements, the general mood in both the countries was one of trying to calm down the situation. But now that seems to have changed. Mr. Lavrov, Russian foreign minister, who was scheduled to make a visit to Turkey tomorrow, cancelled that visit. And he further called on the Russian nationals to cancel their visits to Turkey as mm-hmm. well. Another consequence could be the Russian government stopping its supplying of energy, natural gas, to Turkey. So if that happens, Turkish citizens could be very concerned of spending a cold winter.
Well, there is certainly precedent for Turkey's claims about the violation of its airspace. Turkey has said that Russian planes breached Turkish airspace several times in October. So is this, from the point of view of Ankara, is this the sort of final straw?
Yes, that is how the Turkish government portrays it. The Prime Minister, Ahmet Davutoğlu, today has said it is the Turkish government's duty to protect Turkish airspace and Turkish territory against anyone who violates them. So apparently, Turkey wants to draw a line, and that's what it did.
All right. Well, the backdrop to this is that Turkey has been at the forefront of the coalition against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. And for 4 years, Turkey has been supporting anti-Assad rebels, while Russia, on the other hand, has ardently been backing Assad, its main ally in the region. So is part of this tension between the two countries actually over that, over which side they've taken in the civil war in Syria?
Absolutely. There has been, if we can put it as such, a proxy war about what's happening in Syria. Turkey has not made it a secret that it wants Assad to go before any negotiations, any peace negotiations could take place. That is a prerequisite for the Turkish government. Russia, on the other hand, is aligning itself with Syria. In the recent days, there have been serious clashes between Assad forces and the Turkmen opposition groups.
In the few moments we have left, we know that NATO is going to be having an extraordinary meeting today to discuss this. Of course, Turkey, a key member of NATO. How do you see this affecting the larger fight against ISIS?
Yes, we have to remember that the NATO meeting is not called under Article 4. If it was called under Article 4, it would have meant if Turkey was under attack, all of the other NATO members should have been in support of Turkey. This is only an informative meeting. So Turkey will give information about what they know, how the incident took place. But of course, what has happened today changes, maybe not everything, but a lot of things happening on the ground. This brings Turkey and Russia head to head. What will come out of the NATO ambassadors' meeting will be very crucial to watch. And there is another high security meeting taking place tonight. And what will come out of that meeting will be very crucial too.
BBC's Selin Giret is covering the shooting down of a Russian airliner by Turkey from Istanbul. Thank you, Selin.
Thank you very much for having me.